when this girl comes to the studio, she brings with her her own son. I don't know. Don't really know what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, like, there's a lot of negative people in the world. I would be one of them. And I need to hang out more with people of light. And that's what Angela Saini is. She is a people of light. AngelaSaini.com. Saini is S-A-I-N-I. Listen to those vocals. Honest and catchy roots pop Americana delivered with pitch-perfect conviction. Prairie-raised beef. I mean, Canadian roots artist Angela Saini is all about second chances and empowering others. She really is a walking ball of encouragement, which can be irritating if you just want to wallow in the darkness. But she joins us live in the studio. You might be the artist that has performed the most on the show. How does that make you feel, Angela Saini? Are you thrilled about that?
That makes me super happy. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Do you remember, we were talking about this earlier, the first time you were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen again?
Our good friend Amber McLean was stuck on a train. That's a rhyme right there.
Yeah. The white guy rap again, yes?
Yeah, she was stuck on Via Rail. She was hours and hours away, and I got called in kind of last minute, and that's when we met. It was a great show.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but it was great.
I remember it because you're talking to you was, I mean, I know you a lot better now, but the first time I ever met you was just, wow, like best interview of my life up to that point.
Wait, could you say that again?
Best interview of my life at that point.
Oh, at that point.
Well, you might have topped it. I think you've topped it in our last conversation. So, I mean, they just keep getting better.
Angela Saini, 2 European and 5 Canadian tours under her belt. Angela is a 2017 Toronto Independent Music Award winner, and BBC Radio has called her massively talented. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah, thanks, BBC.
The songstress, most known for her sunshine-soaked song. See, I just said sunshine earlier. I didn't
you
even
did.
Read your bio. Now I'm reading your bio, and I see that what I said, other people are also saying.
Yeah.
So it's just not me being a creepy fan, right?
No, I'm a little ball of sunshine most of the time.
Do you get grumpy, though?
Yes, my new album is a little bit about that.
Really? But it's Hope on the Stereo. That's what it's called.
Yeah, hope always tips the balance, but this explores some of the shadows between hope and fear. That's definitely one of the themes. Yeah.
That's deep, man. May there always be hope on your stereo. Thank you for pressing play. Namaste. Brat, brat. What is different about this album? Is it the darkness that you delve into?
Yeah, a little bit. I also co-produced it. I did some of the recording in my own studio. So this sounds the most like me that I've ever done before. It's the most honest as it gets up to this point in my career. So
if you don't like this, they won't like you. Period.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. I won't take it personally, you know. But yeah, you might just not be an Angela Saini fan in general.
What are you not?
Scared. That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's like one of those.
You're not scared of nothing?
That's
a double negative.
Well, I think that fear, again, I guess it ties into the album again. Fear is a choice. And when you realize that, it's a lot easier to not feel it.
Okay, so let's say you're in Mexico and they're airing or playing on the giant screen Jaws, and the people who are watching it are in the water watching it.
Yeah, that'd be a, well, I mean,
how would you feel about that? Could you do that?
If I saw the shark, would be different than watching a film about a shark,
right?
Just to put that into perspective.
Right.
I also don't really like super deep water, so, but again, I would jump in though. I would jump
would
in.
You?
Yeah, I would jump
at
in.
Nighttime.
No,
at band camp,
absolutely not at nighttime.
I have a problem with dangling my legs in any water.
Even if it's like in a pool?
Even if it's in a, well, no, a pool's okay. Sorry, I meant real water, like lakes. I know there's no shark in the lake.
Yeah.
But Peter Benchley screwed me up big time.
Right.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh. I find a lot of people just do that to me these days. They just smile and nod.
I said right.
Right?
I didn't smile.
He's the guy behind Jaws, the book.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. You're safe in the lake, though.
Are you safe in the lake?
Ooh, yeah.
Another little
That's a good song title.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you in love? You have a relationship, don't you?
Yeah.
Long-termy thing, too.
Yeah, we talked about that on the first show. I remember.
How long has this relationship been?
Long time. I'll leave it at that.
That, what do you mean you'll leave it at that?
Man, it shows my age. That's not something we're going to talk about.
Have you
on the
looked
air.
In the mirror? You could be. It doesn't matter. You're. I don't. That. You have Indian in your. No. What do you call it?
I'm half East Indian. Yes.
Half East Indian.
Yes.
So whatever that is working.
Awesome. I hope my parents are listening right now. Thanks, Dad.
Your dad's the East Indian?
Yes.
See
he's born in Delhi.
See how I figured that out?
Yeah.
Do you find that there is any. Like, does that cultural stuff play any role in your music? Have you ever wanted to bust out the sitar?
Actually,
stuff?
Yes. I do have a desire to do some form of bhangra or have a sitar. It's probably like going to be in about 5 years. Yeah. I have this definite intention. I want to explore that side of myself musically because I up until this point I really haven't, other than just really loving to dance to like Punjabi music. It's
do
awesome.
Do you know how to do the light bulb turning?
I do light bulb turning and pointing. Those are like the most important things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could even do that. I think.
I bet you could.
I'm not a good dancer.
You're a good beatboxer. So I mean, you've already got half of it right there.
Yeah. You know who's better at beatboxing? Watch this. Siri, can you beatbox for me?
Here's one I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I can do this all day. Cats and boots and 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 cats.
Siri is so great.
Fading out.
Yeah.
That's how I used to teach old people how to beatbox.
Yeah, boots and cats.
Cup your hands. Boots and cats and boots. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you do a song? Because it's just getting silly all of a sudden. How did that happen, Angela?
I love it. It's part of the fun.
What are you going to do? Set this up for us, will you?
Well, I was on the subway in Toronto downtown.
Yeah.
And it was Thursday at 5:30. And I was crammed in like a sardine in a subway car on my way somewhere. And it occurred to me that everyone was holding onto the handrail. And if
Ooh,
anything,
germs.
All true. This song is about that, not the germ part.
Okay.
But the inspiration of the song came from realizing that regardless of whatever happens to this train, we're all in this together. And whether or not we're on a train, whether or not we're in the same city, whether or not we're in the same country or this whole planet, whatever happens to us, we're all in this together. And so that's the main message of the song. But it's really a song just about being on a train.
I just saw, I'm coming to the end of season 7 of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So that I can get ready for the big stuff, right? The finale. And the last line, I just remember, they were all trying to figure out, are we going to join together as forces against the bad people or are we not? And they said something like, well, what's the common, you know, what do we have in common? And the bastard guy says, oh, is that a bad word? No, it's a real thing when your parents give it.
That's a term,
yeah. That's the thing. Said, we all breathe.
Yes, I love that.
That's so simply profound. It's irritating. I wish I'd said it.
I love it. That's going to be my next song about breathing. I mean, that could get boring quick, though.
But, it could be. Yeah. And a little creepy.
Maybe creepy. It's just me breathing.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Angela Saini.
Heading home, standing on the train. 100 people trying to do the same, just the same old every single day. All these feet and all these faces on their way to different places. There's a guy buried under all his tattoos. A man looking restless in a pinstripe suit. And a girl who keeps checking out her Italian shoes. It's the same train that we're all taking. And everyone's got a destination. Everybody comes. Everybody goes. Doors open right before they close. We don't ever talk, even say hello. And there's not anyone I know, but we're holding the same handrail. Hey, I'm standing right next to you. Where you from? What do you do? What you reading? Where you heading to? May not have a conversation, just stand real close till the next station. 'Cause everybody comes, everybody goes. Doors open right before they close. We don't ever talk, even say hello. And there's not anyone I know, but we're holding the same handrail, holding on as we speed along, holding on together, together. Everybody comes, everybody goes. Doors open right before they close. We don't ever talk, even say hello. And there's not anyone I know, but everybody comes, everybody goes. Doors open right before they close. We don't ever talk, even say hello. And there's not one I know, but we're holding, but we're holding the same handrail, the same handrail, the same handrail.
Angela Saini, good night. What a unifying song for humanity.
Thanks. It should be on Games of Thrones.
It should be on Games of Thrones. Did they have handrails back then?
I don't know.
No, I love that. I mean, because the reality is that we all, you know, Billy Joel had the song about, was it Stranger? You know, we all, what's that song, Tim?
The one that you wrote.
Yeah, that one. We all, The Stranger, that's what it's called. And it's about putting on masks and stuff, you know, and we all project a certain thing. And the reality is we're all hanging on to the stinking same handrail.
Mm-hmm.
Same handrail.
Mm-hmm.
That you should write a song about that. So Angela Saini, her website, I still can't get over how there is something so stink. And I know you've heard this a lot. Just let me say it, okay? There's something painfully pure about your voice.
Thank
it is
you.
No, it's annoying.
Thank you.
Yeah. Feel free to put that on the back of an album.
I'll put
She's
that in
annoyingly
my
pure.
I like it.
I like that.
Drew Marshall quote right there.
The website is Angela Saini, SAINI.com. And Angela, you... Oh, by the way, I want to let our listeners know we are streaming live. The video feature of the Facebook there is on the Facebook page. So go to the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page and watch Angela perform live here in studio. She just gave everyone a wave. And she's worth tuning in. Some artists aren't that good looking, but you are.
Thank you.
I have a list. No, I'm just kidding. Talk to me about the Folk Alliance thing, because I went to the one in Tirana.
Yes, that's right.
The Ontario one or whatever it was.
I saw you there.
And I was blown away that just the concept of hijacking an entire floor and opening the doors, pushing the furniture aside and creating a stage, lighting, sound systems. Every stinking room is a concert venue.
Mm-hmm.
I had never even heard of this before.
Yeah, your average listener is not even going to get what that is. I mean, the whole thing. So the whole thing is it's a conference for folk music, and they do these things called private showcases. And a private showcase is literally a hotel room where they have cleared all the furniture away and they create a acoustic stage. There's no lights. There's no anything. There's
yeah.
no microphones. It's all purely acoustic. And the entire floor, or three floors if you're at Folk Alliance, is booked out. And you can just go from room to room to room to room. And there's, you know, hundreds probably artists performing it. Yeah. It, and it, also, let's make a note, it's from like 11 p.m. to like 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I did that.
It's crazy.
Once.
And then you took a really long nap.
Oh, no. I was wired from that thing. I stayed to the end. And right at the very end, when there was no more concerts going on, there were a bunch of musicians in the hallway
mm-hmm.
that just struck up this organic jam.
Yeah.
And then people stand in. Like, it's not really, is it a public, it's not a public thing, is it?
It's not a public thing. You have to have a pass to be there, a delegate.
Man, you know, if they turned that in, although if they turned it into a public thing, it wouldn't be as awesome as it is, really.
I think that's, there's some truth to that. Yeah. But the after hours jams are pretty cool. I don't know how these hotels let us get away with it. It's amazing. Like, yeah. The noise. I mean, but, you know, bless their hearts, they let us do these things.
Yeah, it really
in
is
real
a phenomenal.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Well,
who's the person that you've been jonesing on lately musically? Who do you go, oh, I've just been listening to a whole lot of, you know, ABBA.
I love Amelia Curran. She's great.
Is that because her last name rhymes with Curry?
No, that doesn't rhyme. They start with the same four letters.
That's kind of what I meant. Don't wreck a good story.
Yeah. No, she's great. I love when I really believe the artist and they have something to say. That's my biggest thing.
Okay, that brings me to another point. You're in a studio here with a few, although there's an annoyingly, that's the second time I've used that word. There's a lot of people in this room today.
I love it. It's a big party.
But whenever you perform, doesn't matter if there's a low amount of people or a large amount of people, you are a performer. The end of that song, only our Facebook live streaming video watchers, viewers, would know that you finished with your arm in the air.
Mm-hmm. I can't help myself. I am a performer.
You
I just
are?
Played last night. I mean, it's, it's definitely what I do.
Where'd you play last night?
I played at the Hideout for a festival called the Soundtrack in the City, downtown Toronto.
I don't know. Why don't I know the Hideout?
It's a great venue. You should check it. I love that venue. Great sound. It's kind of more of a rock bar. I don't play there a ton.
Like the Bovine?
Not like the Bovine. The Bovine I also like, but that's my old days, my old rock and roll days. I used to play there.
You were a rocker?
You don't know enough about me then. We need to talk more. Yeah, no, I started my whole career in a rock band. I had purple hair. I played
what?
Like, yeah.
Sorry, what?
Anyway, but yeah, you should check out the Hideout. It's a great venue.
Angela, when it comes to writing songs, how would you describe the trajectory of your creative path? You just sort of alluded to the fact, and you didn't allude, you spoke about it, that you were a bit of a metalhead, rocker, purple hair chick.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're folk.
Pretty much, yeah.
So the trajectory of your creative path,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you more specifically, has been influenced the most by fill in the blank.
Intention and a focused awareness of like why I play music. I started really young when I was 15, so I've only known wanting to perform and play music and tour, etc. But I have a way more focused intention with the music I put out now, which is to either uplift or empower people. And I never had that before.
So when you were a rocker chick, were you just all negative and stuff?
I was probably all over the place, just like any songwriter.
Yeah.
But I'm way more focused now.
So your intention is to infuse people with light. They finish a concert of yours and they walk away, shoulders back, chin up a little bit.
They could cry. They could cry.
Yeah, I forgot to mention shoulders back, crying.
Yeah. I think it's really just because it's not just puppies and rainbows. That's not life. And again, back to the album, that's really my intention for this one. The shades between hope and fear and everything in between, the things that hold us back in life. You know, everything is a choice. Brings us back full circle. So there are some kind of negative themes or the songs that on the album maybe
like Black Sheep?
Black Sheep is definitely not a negative one. That's certainly the most maybe empowering one on the whole
Seriously?
Album. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you tricked us.
Yeah, I'll play that one live maybe. That's a fun one. It's very empowering. Yeah. But some of the songs came from a dark place. You know, the song Living on the Bright Side, probably my most well-known song to date. That came out of a bad place, that song.
How does that song go? I forgot how that song goes. What does that sound? No, you have to play the whole thing. Do you have to get set up and everything?
Living on the bright side. That's how that song goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to play a song off the new album, and it's called Break Down Walls, and it's a song all about hope and fear, again, one of the themes, and how they live in the same place, somewhere in your mind, somewhere in your heart, somewhere in your soul. They can coexist. It's okay. That's what it's about.
It's interesting. When I walked the Camino, I left at the one point of the Camino, it's the highest point. They have a cross there, and it's been there for 1,200 years, and people have come from around the world and laid a rock at the foot of this cross, symbolizing leaving a burden behind, something
yes.
that you've been carrying, right? Leaving it behind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the pile of rocks has now encroached on this huge cross. It's massive.
Wow.
And I took a rock that has a split down the middle, solid rock, half of it black, half of it white.
Wow.
And I, because I've been battling with my darkness, and I threw the rock onto the pile, and then like a tool or a little kid, I went, oh, I wonder how it landed, you know? Ooh, wouldn't it be great if the darkness was down, the light was on top, you know, all that kind of imagery. And I ran up to the rock. Okay, I didn't run. I walked up to the rock, and it was sideways.
Oh, wow.
And it really hit me at that point that that is humanity.
That's the perfect metaphor. Yeah. I like that story. Where did you get the rock? I just want to know.
I found it at the cottage.
Wow.
I was cleaning out the garage, and it was in there just sitting in the cottage.
Wow.
It was really, really weird.
That's a great story.
Anyway, what's the song called again?
It's called Break Down Walls.
I love it. And I love you. I do. I'm getting all mushy these days. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our good friend, Angela Saini. Angela Saini on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to have her back in the studio.
Thank you.
Angela, while you were singing, a couple things jumped into my brain. First of all, watching you sing is... you have a gravitational pull. And it has less to do with the fact that you're pretty and more to do with the fact that You know, when you watch all those talent shows and Simon Cowell says, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You're very believable.
Thank you.
So I guess that means you're projecting an authenticity. And once you learn to fake authenticity, you got it made.
I'm glad I faked that well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But the other thing, I mean, just in your look, you know, the same expressive in the eyes and in the chin, and you got a Winona thing going on. And mm-hmm. I think she was one of the first people that actually made me aware of that fourth wall thing. You know, there is no fourth wall when you're in a room with her.
Mm-hmm.
She just brings everybody in. You know?
Yeah, thank you. So. That's such a compliment.
Yes, it was. Concerts. You got a thing coming up at the Moonshine Cafe next week here in Oakville, Ontario.
Yeah, I love the Moonshine. It's such a great venue.
Yeah, it's such a nice little intimate listening venue, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
It is. Yeah, I'm doing a songwriters round. There's going to be two songwriters round, so it's kind of Nashville style. So if you don't know what a songwriters round is, every performer on stage, we take turns playing a song each. So we tell a story or what the song's about, and then we kind of play off the audience, play off of each other on stage. So that's really fun. I love doing those. I'm looking forward to it.
How about some other ones? Because I know our people want to go see you. They want to spend the money, buy the ticket, lay the money down, go and enjoy a show.
Awesome.
Other than the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville next Wednesday night, where else?
Yeah, I've got a whole residency at the Cameron House the whole month of May. So
really?
There are 5 Wednesdays in May, did you know? So there are 5 opportunities to come and see me at the Cameron House with my full band, the band that plays on my new album.
Front room or back?
Front room. So nice. It's 6 to 8, a very reasonable hour.
I can even go
sets.
To that.
You can totally come. I would love to see you there.
So I love the Cameron House.
It's a fun spot.
It is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's a cool little vibe. It's right on, Spadina, almost at the corner of Spadina and
Queen Street.
Queen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably do like a pass the bucket thing, will you?
That's that one. Yeah, it's going to be a pass the hat.
See, when I come, you ask me to do that. I kill getting money from people.
Awesome.
Like I stand in front of them with an angry look until
that's
they
great.
Give money.
I'll even give you a cut for that. That's great. We will hustle them all.
that's right.
Great.
I'm sorry. Then they drop in some change. I go, yeah, no. Yeah. Keep holding it there.
I saw some dimes. No.
There's no dimes in the Cameron House. What about, so that's 5 Wednesday nights at the Cameron House in Toronto in the month of May, a residency there.
Mm-hmm.
Moonshine Cafe next Wednesday. Do you play other than Wednesdays?
I do. I'm playing Canadian Music Week this year, so that's great. That's going to be May the 7th on a Tuesday night.
Okay.
That's at the Drake Hotel.
Oh, I love the Drake. Another good venue. Downstairs?
Downstairs.
Okay.
And a big thing I'm really proud about and excited is my first big folk festival I'll be playing this summer at Home County in London, Ontario. So that's the weekend of July 17th. So
that's too far. I don't want
to
drive
it's
there.
Far out, but I'm excited because it's a big stage. You know, they expect about 20,000 people there over the weekend. So I'm like, it's my first like big, you know, folk fest. So I'm excited.
When it's a, hold on, I got to do another business thing here. But when it's a big whoop-de-doo like that,
mm-hmm.
how do you change? Don't tell me it doesn't influence you looking out at 20,000 people.
I think the key is trying to, you know, pull people in. Like you kind of said, you know, I am engaging. I am trying to be as authentic as possible. It can be daunting to play in front of that many people. It's obviously because the more numbers you have, the less the ratio is. You know, I can clear a room and completely silence a room that's small.
Oh, sorry, that's me kicking the base of the mic into your face.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I'm so engaging. You're just like, yeah, tell me more. Tell me more. Poof.
What happened to your tooth, Angela?
Yeah. Only on the Drew Marshall show. I love it.
When it comes to large crowds, so I actually get better the larger the crowd is when I'm communicating.
Mm.
That sounded really arrogant. Jeez, I didn't mean to sound
that. No, actually, I can kind of relate to that. When I'm playing in front of people that I know, that's actually very daunting. For example,
yes.
If my parents are in the room, I am so nervous. I'm like shaking. And it's like, this is the weird, you know, your parents.
Yeah.
But they actually, I get very, very nervous.
Yeah.
If I'm in front of a whole bunch of people I don't know, it's way easier. The nerves are like non-existent. Yeah.
I remember doing stand-up at Second City and this course I was doing, stand-up course. And all the students, the class was supposed to go up to the stage, which was the original Second City stage, by the way, and stand on the thing and then deliver the parts that you had worked out already. And then we were supposed to critique it. Well, week after week after week, it went by and they would go, Drew, do you? I said, yeah, I don't have anything.
Wow.
Week after week after week. No, I don't have anything. So the teacher finally said, dude, you got to have something. I was able to pull it off by not performing. So I didn't perform at all in front of the class because I couldn't. It felt so fake.
Oh, the fakeness.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they had no idea what I was going to do until I got up on stage and, you know.
You just winged it. Yeah.
Well, no, I had it prepared, but I felt inauthentic to do it in front of students and do the same thing again and again and again.
Right.
I want that one-off big crowd and the whole, wow, all of a sudden it's, you and I have, we can talk, eh?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
The silence draws people in, and not many people have the testicular fortitude to stand in front of 20,000 people and just give it a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make the crowd come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Too many performers lunge at the crowd all the time during mm-hmm. their entire act.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that's even like the show I played last night was a kind of loud bar, and I decided to get the band off stage.
Yes.
And I just played by myself.
Yes.
And the whole time I was playing, I was like, this was a pretty gutsy move. Like, I didn't think of it at the time, but in the moment, I thought, wow, that was a gutsy move for me to be like, okay, and now it's just about me. And, you know, people were chatting, and, you know, it was probably like 11:30 at night. And eventually everyone kind of got quieter, quieter.
Yeah.
And that, for me as a performer, I mean, that's the most, that's where my confidence just really builds. It's like, okay, I got to them. You know,
I first learned that being program director at a summer camp, and you get a dining room filled with kids, and you put your hand up, so everyone puts their hand up, everyone gets quiet, or you get on the microphone. And as soon as you start using a microphone, the room goes louder.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got rid of the mic, and the room came down with me.
Yeah, that's true. When you have a full band, that's something I deal with a lot because I perform solo and with a band. And for me, when I have the band shows, I love those because they're freeing and they're very different instrumentation, etc. But I find that the audience, it's easier to chat over a full band. It's not easy to chat over one girl and her guitar who's,
no, because then you realize you're being a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's this intimacy that I really like about playing solo.
Yeah.
And so I try to blend those two things in my show.
Angela Saini is here in the studio, and her CD, her newest CD, is in my hands. It is called Hope on the Stereo. I love the picture, love the artwork, love the old 8-track. Is that just superimposed on there? What is that?
You know, that photo was taken in the Drake Underground.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's not there anymore. The Drake Underground actually got flooded when we had that big storm last summer.
Well, then where are you playing at the Drake?
They've renovated it, and it looks different.
Oh.
They've redesigned it. So I kind of feel great that I
got
that
a shot
last
of that.
Capture of what it used to look like.
First person I saw perform there was Lily Frost.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was a good venue to
see
her at. So, Hope on the Stereo. The website is angelasaini.com, S-A-I-N-I, Angela Saini. What a beautiful, beautiful human being. And her voice is even more beautiful.
Thanks.
What are you going to go out with? What's the last song?
I'm going to play Black Sheep. This is the song. It's all about just not caring what anybody else thinks. Be you, be yourself. That's what it's about.
This could be my theme song.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Angela Saini.
Asleep, you're up all night. You go left when they say turn right. That little nagging voice, it seems, not loud enough to drown out your big dreams. When the box is too small, rise above it all. Black sheep jump in the fence, don't need to count somebody's to stand. Stand up for yourself, better at that. Shoes, moccasins, or cowboy boots, long as it feels good to you. The blueprints in your mind are set, even if you think you're not ready yet. Your ducks are all in a row. If you don't pull the trigger, you'll never know. Rules are made to break. Don't be afraid. Don't need to count somebody's to stand. Stand up, be yourself. Better at that than anyone else. High heels, tennis shoes, moccasins, or cowboy boots. Long as it feels good to you. Turn the TV off. Don't you know it stops you?
from seeing your own light. It can't be wrong if it feels right. So be a black sheep. Be a black, 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 black sheep. Jump in the fence, don't need to count somebody's two cents.
Yeah! Angela Saini, killing it with the last song. Well done. You know, I forgot that that song was that song. I've heard that song. I remember that song, and I like that song. That you're pretty riffy in that song. There's that, what am I trying to say? There are a number of actual hooks in that song, so much that I can imagine my 26-year-old daughter at the country bar with all of her friends, arm up in the air, one drink in hand, and just singing it out loud.
Awesome.
Like going goofy.
Thank you. That's awesome. I'm glad you remembered it. That's great.
Yeah, you've done that. Man, I really like that song. Why? I just want you to be huge. And
I
don't mean put
on
weight. I mean...
one step at a time.
Just, I love everything about... Okay, I'm going to stop mushing. I'm very mushy today. I think it's because it's announcement day. That's probably the reason. But Angela Saini, that's who has been on the show. Is the next song ready, Timbo?
Yes, Mom.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you sneak in here and do it already?
I've been in a couple of times, actually.
It's so great. You know what it means? That I've come to this point where I don't know that Tim is near me? It means my therapy has worked.
Sound like one of my students.
We're going to go out with a track off of Angela's album. Her latest album dropped recently, Hope on the Stereo, This Be Her. And
My Once Upon a Time, that's the name of the track.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
That was a nice clean ending I was doing there until you stepped all over it.
But you want to know the name of the track.
See, I gave Tim a show last week. Last week, Tim did a whole show by himself.
And now he's been banished to the hallway.
Yeah, that's better. It's just better that way.
Yeah.
Here she is, Angela Saini on the Drew Marshall Show. This is one of the tracks off this CD we've been talking about, Hope on the Stereo. Short break. When we come back, I will explain to you why it's time for the end of the Drew Marshall Show.